If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I don't think, and I've been, it's my eighth presidential campaign I think I covered. I don't think I've ever seen a Republican so deftly maneuver what was smug and arrogant bias on the part of those moderators. Almost every question was designed to make Republicans look bad, slanting Trump's views on child care. And yet Vance seemed to take it all in stride. And
I mean, it was amazing, the split screen difference between a competent Vance and a totally in over his head Walls. The answer on why he lied about his trips to China and the Tiananmen Square thing was probably the worst VP debate meltdown since Stockdale in 92. You know, who am I and why am I here? It was 2.5 minutes of absolute terrible. For Vance, night of redemption. All the political media has told us that Vance was a terrible pick and Walls was going to bring in all these voters. That charade is now over. Walls does not belong at this level of American politics. Vance does. Final verdict, Tim Walls wandered into the wrong bar tonight.
I don't think I've heard a candidate that good since Reagan at actually articulating what we stand for. By the end of the night, the UK Daily Mail noted what was trending, his beautiful blue eyes. Women were falling for him the world over. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you know one of the things that drives me bonkers is the polls day after day, week after week, issue after issue. Our side of the aisle, our views on just about everything except abortion come in at 55, 57, 63% agreement among the American people. And yet there are more registered Democrats by far in this country. It's maddening. I'll never forget the first time I noticed it. Mitt Romney's exit polling. He'd lost to Barack Obama. And they poll every issue with these voters that come out. And it went for pages on every single dang one, except for two issues. The American people overwhelmingly agreed with Romney, or at least agreed with him in the majority. On many of the issues, Romney was carrying a plurality of Democrat voters. This happens over and over and over again, and yet we lose. And you know why that is? I think that's because most Republicans are afraid of being attacked by the media, so they hunker down. And very few can articulately explain exactly what we stand for. Part of that is because our policy positions are not the obvious ones. They're more complex. It's hard to simplify them. Vance did in a way that no other Republican has in my lifetime, including Trump. He's damn good on the stump, but I think Vance might actually even be better.
Tim, I think you got a tough job here because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens.
So I don't know if you watched the whole debate. I actually was doing something and I wondered in about 5 minutes after it started. Figured I'd catch that part later on Rewind. First thing I noticed, Tim Walz's eyes were about bugged out of his head. He looked terrified, like he was going through something awful. And then I noticed my kids' faces, all of them sitting there from the youngest to the oldest, and they had huge smiles. They were having fun watching this. And you know what that meant? That J.D. Vance was explaining this simply enough that my interested and uninterested kids could follow and enjoy it. Have you ever seen a Republican do that in a debate? Even better, where we can't get the Republican leadership to talk about censorship, the single biggest threat that we face, because we're going to lose on every single issue if we lose on that one. It's pretty much over at that point. I may just go do something else, honestly, if there's censorship. We've lost at that point. It's just a matter of reality catching up with us. But you don't ever hear Republican leadership in major forums say that. And honestly, Donald Trump doesn't even give it enough attention. He gives it a little lip service, but barely. I've often wondered why that is. Why were Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson and definitely Mitch McConnell just sitting by and letting them censor us for the most part, doing absolutely nothing about it, or giving it the tiniest lip service when asked about it on Fox News and quickly moving on? And I had a longtime Washington insider finally explain it to me. He said, look, these guys, their biggest problem, these Republican leaders, is conservatives online criticizing them. They secretly benefit from and actually kind of like the left censorship. And the dirty little secret, almost all of them take gobs of money, including, by the way, you know who one of the biggest recipients of Google money is in Congress? This will shock you. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan. There's no bigger censor out there than what Google does to its search engines. And Jim Jordan will roll up his sleeves and pretend to give a rip while taking Google money. That's been the game in Washington. And it makes sense because the number two biggest donors are those big tech companies. And so when J.D. Vance does this and talks about censorship, he's declaring war on all of them. And he doesn't seem to mind or care or fear it one bit. That right there tells you who this guy is.
I believe that we actually do have a threat to democracy in this country, but unfortunately, it's not the threat to democracy that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want to talk about. It is the threat of censorship. It's Americans casting aside lifelong friendships because of disagreements over politics. It's big technology companies silencing their fellow citizens. And it's Kamala Harris saying that rather than debate and persuade her fellow Americans, she'd like to censor people who engage in misinformation. I think that is a much bigger threat to democracy than anything that we've seen in this country in the last 4 years, in the last 40 years. Now, I'm really proud, especially given that I was raised by two lifelong blue-collar Democrats, to have the endorsement of Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, lifelong leaders in the Democratic coalition. And of course, they don't agree with me and Donald Trump on every issue. We don't have to agree on every issue, but we're united behind a basic American First Amendment principle that we ought to debate our differences. We ought to argue about them. We ought to try to persuade our fellow Americans. Kamala Harris is engaged in censorship at an industrial scale. She did it during COVID. She's done it over a number of other issues. And that to me is a much bigger threat to democracy than what Donald Trump said when he said that protesters should peacefully protest on January the 6th. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Democrats' sheeple don't really know how far their party goes to censor and silence the opposition. That is, after all, the point of censorship, to keep the Democrat sheeple from figuring out who they really are. And so Tim Walz had to dive in and lie here to cover up. Oh, no. We just, you know, can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Yeah, right, Tim.
You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That's the test. That's the Supreme Court test. Tim, fire in a crowded theater. You guys wanted to kick people off of Facebook for saying that toddlers shouldn't
Senator,
wear masks.
Senator, the governor does
that's
have
not
the floor.
Fire in a crowded theater. That is criticizing the policies of the government, which is the right of every American.
Senator, the governor does have.
Walz was largely left stammering and saying things like that he got to be friends with a school shooter.
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters.
Okay, now you want to hear something laugh out loud funny? Tim Walz's biggest fear.
Now, the thing I'm most concerned about is the idea that imprisoning your political opponents.
Has there ever been a less self-aware statement in politics? Are you kidding me? Across the five cases the Democrats fakely launched at Trump, he was facing over 700 years in prison. They got him on 34 felony counts. Dear Lord. Worse yet, like Joe Biden, Tim Walz clearly has a compulsive lying problem. This is a guy who spent almost 20 years claiming to have served in a war zone in the Middle East when he didn't. And now it appears he lied about being in Hong Kong during Tiananmen Square. Did they even vet this guy?
Governor Walz, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
My community knows who I am. They saw where I was at. I will be the first to tell you, I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect. And I'm a knucklehead at times. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China. I hear the critiques of this. I would make the case that Donald Trump should have come on one of those trips with us.
Governor, just to follow up on that, the question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just... That's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests.
But the best and most telling part of the debate was when the two moderators who had promised not to fact check either candidate tried to fact check J.D. Vance with lies. Listen to how they piled on him on this one. And a lot of folks on our side misunderstood this. They weren't going after Vance to make him look bad or try to score points for Walz. That's not what this is about. This is sheer unadulterated panic that in an uncensored forum, the Democrats' sheeple voters might actually find out that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have flown into the country more than over 700,000 illegal immigrants so they didn't have to go through the indignity of walking through the desert. And others who've made it to the desert have also used this scam. It's called the CPB1 app. It does a little parlor trick. It generates a very official looking QR code. You can use that with no other ID to go right through an airport or through a port of entry. It's the greatest human smuggling scheme ever. They're just as illegal as they ever were. And then Joe Biden, in particular in the case of the Haitians, gives them deferred deportation. That is not coming here as an immigrant. That's coming here as an illegal immigrant. And there's nothing in the law to support that. They just literally made it up. But CBS knows the Democrat sheeple have no idea any of that's going on. They keep them dumb. They keep them in the dark. That's why they broke their own rules and jumped all over J.D. Vance for this. And by the way, again, it's the moderators who are lying here, not J.D. Vance. That's the level of desperation. Listen to them literally talk over him to keep their sheeple from hearing this. That's what they're doing.
Just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
we're
because
we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that the you economy, guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years.
That
is the
Senator.
Facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
Thank
our
you,
own
Senator,
leadership.
Thank you, Senator, for describing the legal process.
Laws,
we have so much to get to, Senator.
Pathway. Those
we
laws have,
so
have been
much
on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP app has not been on the books
since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut. We have so much we want to get to.
Again, why do that? Because you're in a situation right now with the Democrat base, a plurality of them, a plurality being obviously the biggest number, wants these illegals deported. Can you imagine if they found out that Kamala and Joe are flying them in here secretly? Remember when the Center for Immigration Studies broke that story and the Biden administration lied and said it wasn't going on? And the UK Daily Mail doubled and tripled down on it. They wouldn't let go of the story. And eventually Biden had to admit it was true. Yeah, they're still trying to cover this up. Coming up, what this dock worker strike is really about. Want to pause here for just a minute to thank PhD Weight Loss for my weight loss journey. One of the cool things about losing 29 pounds and then keeping it off is that your body heals in ways you never anticipated. Heck, you did the weight loss, plan just to look better, right? Well, then I went to the doctor and the nurse weighed me and she noted my weight loss of 30 pounds. And she said, "This is wonderful. You have perfect blood pressure." You know how few people that I see in here have perfect blood pressure? And I went, I do? Cool. And I went home feeling pretty good about myself. I didn't even set out to improve my blood pressure, but I had. But you know what? You're not going to get good side effects like that if you can't keep the weight off. I've kept the weight off for almost 21 months now. That's the longest stretch I've ever gone being the same size. And I like the size I am. I'm a size 6. It took me 6 months to get the weight off. So total, I've been on this plan now for 27 months. It's a plan for life. So find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Could do it from anywhere in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Okay, here's the thing to know about the dock worker strike. I mean, besides the fact that 45,000 people just walked off the jobs across 36 ports. Oh, and it's going to cost about $5 billion a day. What you're looking at here is a blue-on-blue brawl. These are all Democrats, and we shouldn't get in their way. The International Longshoremen's Union, long history of endorsing only Democrats. They endorsed Joe Biden. Okay, first of all, don't feel bad for these guys. They say they haven't gotten a raise in a decade, but you got to understand something. The average one of them makes $81,000. It's not unusual with overtime to make $200,000 a year. Folks, I'm not talking about PhD engineers here. This is semi-skilled labor. In other words, those 12 million illegals that Joe and Kamala pumped over the border, yeah, they could be trained to do this. Which is precisely why these guys and people like them across the country haven't gotten raises. Unskilled and semi-skilled labor because of the flood of illegal immigrants. Management would be absolutely plumb crazy mad to pay them anymore when illegals are putting a downward pressure on wages while causing an upward pressure on unemployment. You got higher unemployment. Guess what? People more desperate for a job, they could pay you less. Paying them more right now makes no sense. Who created this situation? The Democrats did. Jerome Powell explained it perfectly. He's the head of the Federal Reserve. You cannot take in 150,000 to 200,000 illegals every single month while only creating 100,000 jobs total for the whole country and then think you're going to get a raise.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
worse yet, your Democrat friends, after they bring in 12 million new friends to vote for them, while not really creating jobs because their policies stagnate the economy, they then announced to management that they won't really be doing any more workplace raids. That's right. No arrests of any illegal immigrants at all in workplace raids, and barely any taking place. In other words, management doesn't have to fear hiring a bunch of illegal immigrants. Folks, the downward pressure on the wages, it doesn't even matter if the ports hire illegal immigrants. It puts the downward pressure on wages in the market regardless. In other words, by endorsing Democrats, by voting for Democrats, these union members are declaring war on their wages and their way of life. And I have no doubt that Harold Daggett, leader of this union, by the way, who makes over $700,000 a year, drives a Bentley and lives in a $1.7 million home that's over 7,000 square feet. Would you like to have that gig? By the way, his two sons work in the union too. They make $250,000 each. Anyway, that lifestyle is going kaput. So what's happened here is that Daggett, who says he's not afraid to blow up America, which he may well do here if he keeps doing this, he waits for this strike till right before the election, knowing prices are a very sensitive issue for Joe and Kamala, knowing that his union hasn't endorsed them, and also understanding that Joe Biden, with his open border voter drive, has done exactly nothing to make their lives easier, to make port workers' lives easier. They can't get a job that pays this much. They won't ever again. They've lost almost all bargaining power. This is Daggett seizing that bargaining power back from the Democrat Party that was given away through illegal immigration. It's also a little bit about inflation too, because, you know, they're used to these dock workers a certain lifestyle, and inflation eats away at that. Bottom line, this is actually one of the most logical things I've seen a union do. This is organized labor saying, why should we keep voting for you when you haven't done a damn thing for us? When you've made it harder to get wages, harder to be hired at the pay levels we used to, harder to find new jobs. If you're asking the question, what do these unions get for endorsing Democrats? The answer is obvious. Not a damn thing. Except the erosion of their jobs, their lifestyle, and maybe even the industry they work in itself. As at the rate we're going, those manufacturing facilities will eventually be pushed overseas. The unions know this. Quid pro quo is very real. That's why the Teamsters said no endorsement for U.S. president, because they'd get nothing for trading their Democrat masters an endorsement. What, a pat on the head? It doesn't work. Their best power move is to divide the endorsement between Republicans and Democrats and make them fight over it, because it's worthless from Democrats. That's what's going on here. It's going to make this a very interesting election.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.